Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, cash cattle traded yesterday, but traded steady to $2 lower. Northern dress cattle suffered a loss, while southern cattle traded steady. Actually, we saw a trade steady to a dollar higher here in our part of the country. There were sufficient cattle to be found, and feedlots were willing to move them rather than feed them. Futures held well despite the disappointment of cash. There remains optimism the current heavy volume of cattle will decrease by the end of October, and traders keeping premium in the market. Of course, cash potential will be determined by demand. Hogs clearly showed spread trading yesterday with buying in October and selling later months. October is carrying a large discount to the index as traders anticipate significant weakness over the next month. That thought is supported by low packer margins and continued cash and cutouts weakness. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash was down $2.91. Cutouts showed further losses with a decline of 71 cents. Packers are trying their hardest to improve margins, but that does not seem to have yet been accomplished. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat's trading up 8.5 cents early today, making an effort to erase Thursday's 8.5 cent loss, especially as planting conditions for hard red winter wheat aren't looking so good this fall. Thursday's U.S. Drought Monitor did show moisture improvement in Texas and Arkansas, but drought remains entrenched throughout the southwestern U.S. plains, and there's not much rain expected over the next 2 weeks. December corn's trading up 4 cents early today, encouraged by a higher start to outside markets and cautiously anticipating a new estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks that could turn out to be the lowest in 10 years. Dow Jones survey of 19 analysts expects USDA to estimate a national corn yield of 172.4 bushels per acre. November soybeans are trading up 11 cents early today, finding support from Thursday's successful test of the one-month low and from Friday's higher start for commodity prices and lower U.S. dollar. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle up 12 cents, 144.37. December down 42, 149.65. September feeder cattle up 30 cents, 182.32. October up 45, 184.40. October hogs up 105 at 92.12. December down 92 cents at 82.67. Kansas City wheat, the December is down 8.5, 8.93. March was down 9.25 yesterday, 8.94 1/4. Chicago wheat, December down 15 1/4, 8.29. March was down 13 3/4, 8.43 3/4. December corn's down 2.5, 6.68 1/2. March was down 2.5, 6.73 1/4. November soybeans up 2.5 cents at 13.86.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.